We don't need you, we don't like you. Okay, that's the stuff from Europe this week, and the one you just heard was Contrazione from Italy, off of a brand new 12-inch EP, and that song was called Voci Squadra di Cemento. And before that, we heard the really outstanding record in this whole set, Doris from Germany, with Images. That's off of a 12-inch EP as well, really great record. Before that, Necrophobia from Finland, off of a 7-inch EP, One Sided Job, and I don't know the name of that song because it wasn't listed. And before that, we heard Murder Incorporated 3 from Holland with a song called Uniforms. That's also a 12-inch EP or perhaps even an album, depending on how you define them. And before that, Impact from Italy with Morte Chimica. And that's off of a 12-inch as well, or perhaps an album. You know, these things with 8 or 9 songs, what do you call them? I don't know. Anyway, and we started things out with Pandemonium from Holland, and that's it for the world. You know? Yeah, exactly. It's Hiroshima Day. We're just.
All right. The great band from Germany, Upright Citizens.
Okay, that was the Upright Citizens, a totally awesome band from Germany, and I just saw them last night, and they were totally amazing, and what can I say? Well, first of all, why don't you guys start out by maybe giving a little bit of a history of the band, you know, how long you've been together, and that kind of, you know, the basic boring kind of stuff, and then we'll get into something interesting, you know.
Yeah, we started in January 81, so we are already 4.5 years together, and it's still the same lineup, just a new bass player just joined us 2 months ago, and the band consists of Mario on drums, Logie on bass, me as a singer and second guitar player, Uli as the first guitar player, and Crocker as a second bass player.
Second bass player.
Yeah.
That unique double bass.
First one.
Yeah, he's the old one, he's the new one.
Well, why don't you why don't you guys talk about what's going on in Germany these days with the situation? I mean, obviously you can talk about the punk scene, but you know, if you want to talk a little bit about the political situation, that's fine too.
Oh, at the moment we've got a right-wing government. Well, what can I say about it? I think it's nearly the same as here in the USA, because personally, I think we're kind of a little brother of the USA, and our Bundeskanzler is kind of a little brother of Ronald Reagan. So he does what Ronnie wants him to do.
He believes totally.
So Germany is nearly the same as the USA, but it's everything is smaller. Over there, and everything reaches Germany at least 2 years later.
including the punk influences.
That's true too.
So why don't you talk a little bit about the bands and stuff, and I mean the people, you know, groups that you like, and what's going on with the various scenes. I mean, is there like a big alternative network of people that put on shows?
Unfortunately not, because we haven't got too many places to play in Germany. There are only about five or six good places all over Germany, and I wouldn't say we haven't got a general German scene. There are scenes in the big cities of Germany, as in Hamburg, Berlin, or Munich, or so, but we haven't got a real unity all over Germany, and the good bands are mostly coming from Hamburg, as Razia or Torpedo Moscow are quite good. And another real good band, my favorite German band, are the Neurotic Assholes, which are really great. And what can I say more?
What about the youth centers? Aren't there like a lot of youth centers, and can't punk bands play at those, or just in a couple places only?
No, there are not too many youth centers where we can play.
Sometimes there's just one show, and then it's gonna fuck up. And
Because people destroy the club.
Yeah.
What's the story with? It seems like at least we have a stereotype of German punks being alcoholics.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Why is that?
I don't know. I really can't say. I think a few people think when they change into punk that they've got to drink. They've got to drink and hang around or something like that. They've got to. Totally different view on punk as me, because punk doesn't mean to me just drinking alcohol and just hanging around or smashing up cars and people or what. I really can't say, but it's a pity that a lot of people think that way.
Are most of these people working class kids or middle class kids or what?
Yeah, working class.
Working class.
You see, in Germany, the middle class is not as big as here in the United States. It's smaller, and therefore the working class is much bigger.
Mm-hmm. Especially in our area, because industrial area,
right?
All the coal mines and so on.
Yeah. Which is where?
It's in the middle of Germany. It's called the Ruhrgebiet, and it's near Essen, Cologne, Düsseldorf. To mention some of the bigger cities around.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So one thing that happened recently, we were watching television one day about 3 months ago, and first there was a thing from Holland, and they showed all these punks like harassing the Pope, and then they switched to Germany, and there were all these punks attacking like the SS. You know, there was the reunion of the SS recently. Yeah. One SS division, Totenkopf, I think it was, or something.
Yeah.
And they showed some films from Germany, and there was like all these punks like attacking these former Nazi veterans, and that was like really amazing that it was on TV, I thought. But do you know anything about that, or who organized that, or how did that come about?
I think it wasn't real organized, so it was just propaganda by the mouth, and everyone phoned everyone up to come there and try to make a little bit confusion there.
Yeah, to demonstrate against Nazis.
I think it wasn't on German TV. We didn't see it in Germany.
Really?
On TV.
Really?
Huh. It was big in the newspapers, but it wasn't in TV.
Huh, that's interesting. Bizarre.
So, in the you were saying earlier that the German, thank you, German punk scene is very decentralized.
Yeah.
That there isn't a unifying. You don't like. There's no fanzines that get distributed everywhere in Germany, German fanzines? No.
There's no fanzine which you can compare to Maximum Rock and Roll.
No.
But I mean nationally.
Edge or whatever.
Yeah.
So there are also not that much independent distributors who distribute such fanzines, and so there isn't real big fanzines.
Does every city have, every big city have at least, one store that sells punk records and or not?
Yeah, more or less, but to give an example, you just can get imports in the real big cities, as in Berlin or Hamburg, but you can't, they are very hard to get imports over there, so, and they are pretty expensive too.
Mm-hmm.
So like places like Vinyl Boogie, they try to get a lot of stuff. But there's not stores like that everywhere.
No, unfortunately not.
But Vinyl Boogie does mail orders and sell a lot of punks from all over Germany buy records and Vinyl Boogie sells quite a lot.
Has in the last couple of years, I guess, the American punk sound has started to reach Europe.
Yeah.
And has that changed the attitude of punks as well, or not, or just the musical form?
A little bit. The last time, though, on the punk concerts, come people, you know, with skateboards and shorts and skinheads, you know, they look like skinheads, but they are punks. And before, you see only leather studs and high hair, like the British punks.
And
the last half year, the last year, comes more and more that punks come with skateboards and so on. And the pogo change a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
not so much. For 2 years or so, the pogo was only violent. Yeah? And now it comes more and more that it's pogo, it's very hard, but the people help you when you fall, they help you up. And when I think for 2 years it was totally violent, you cannot dance, you know.
Uh-huh.
And now it's a little bit better, but it's not like America. I think the scene in America is better. The audience is more mixed, people with long hair, short hair, punks.
No hair.
The people smash no toilets. In Germany it's normal that on a punk concert the toilets are totally wrecked.
And
70% of the punks on concerts are totally drunken.
That's probably true here too.
Maybe not necessarily, but you can't take notice of that.
I think it's not so good, you know. Here come people to concerts, you know, and they say, I'm a punk, and then they come in big cars, and, you know, they look so rich, you know, and it's look like they go to a high school
and
dance.
And they believe in Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, and we ask people here, girl,
what do you think about Ronald Reagan?
Make good work, and better than Jimmy Carter, and we sit there. And in Texas, we meet a totally redneck, you know. He was against blacks, and he came to a punk concert.
It's a bit confusing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
it just means we've got our work cut out for us.
Yeah.
Right? You got to work harder to communicate.
You can't stop the idiots from coming. That's what it means. But anyway.
No, you gotta communicate harder with people. You can't take it for granted that if people look a certain way, they think a certain way.
Which is that's true. Unfortunately,
that's good. Well, no, in a way, it's good because now there aren't stereotypes.
Well, there still are stereotypes, but they're just not always accurate.
So anyway, listen. This unfortunately has to be pretty brief here. But you're going to be in the States for how long now?
We're here now for 2.5 weeks, and we're going to stay for 5.5 weeks more.
Okay.
So the whole tour last 2 months.
Okay.
And you're going to be going back east and
yeah,
Midwest
on the East Coast.
And,
yeah. Tomorrow we're going to play Eugene. So if everyone listens,
Seattle,
wants to come.
Back. The East, Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis.
Good.
Okay, and you should look out for Upright Citizens album that's been released here in the States
on BYO Records.
Right, and catch him if you can.
Definitely check him out live, and hope they have a good sound system there.
All right, we're gonna play something else from that record right now. This is, let's see, what song?
What are we gonna do now? It's
okay.
It's a pro future song.
A pro future song, okay.
Yeah, we drive
it's not
on.
A no future song? Oh, wow.
It's a pro.
There's a punk rock stereotype out the window. We'll be right back.
Neo-60s time. Here's something from the new Miracle Workers album, which is much better than their last release, and this song's called Go Now.
On my mind.
Okay, we heard a couple of things. The last thing you heard... Well, I guess it wasn't queued up right. Yeah, that tape there. We'll have to play next week. Mm. Before that noise, you heard Shoutless from Sweden doing Move, and that's off a new album of theirs. It's not quite as awesome as their 7-inch. And before that, Miracle Workers, Go Now.
Really great song.
Not the Moody Blues song. You've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll. Send tapes, letters, etc. to P.O. Box 288, Berkeley, California, 94701. And so, well, let's see, what are we going to leave you with? Okay, Murphy's Law from New York City. It's a little demo tape. They're going to be touring around the country, so you might get to catch them. I don't know the name of the song. No songs titles came attached. But here's Murphy's Law, and we'll see you next week.
Straight at the top of the scene. 2 hours, 2 fucking game.